Friday, December 31st, President called on the phone before we left Key Biscayne, was concerned about the phone list we had turned in because he still wants the top contributors on it, and also he wants a breakdown list for each of the nine major states showing the 10 most important people on a power basis in those states, the people that are most influential who could be for us, and those that the president should therefore keep in touch with. Also maybe one or two from each of the other states. Then on the plane back to Washington this evening, he said he was concerned about the radio speech draft that Price had turned in because there's not enough lift to it. It has too much of a grin and bear it approach, and he thinks it would be a better article than a speech. He's also decided January is really too busy and will hold the radio speeches for the March and April period anyway. He also got back to the list question, wanted to be sure some young people and women were included, and he wants a real study on how they're setting up the women organization for the campaign to get them volunteering their recognition and participation. He got into some schedule questions as to when Hubert and the others are announcing and whether we can shift our New Hampshire date around. He's obviously trying to work out the Vietnam announcement schedule. He wanted to see if we could change our date so that he could readjust his plans. In answer to Rather's question as to whether the president would like to meet with him before the broadcast, the president said to tell him no, that he feels it's important for the credibility of the thing to be able to say that they didn't talk before the program. Of course, Rather's free to ask anything he wants, and that both of them have an interest in making the program as good as possible. He said to be sure and be very cordial with Rather when I gave him this answer. End of December 31st.